1450 KBMW.
Hey, good morning. Tuesday, April 15th. Sun shining here, 35 degrees. Sun is shining in my studio, too, because I got Sherry Bell in here to talk real estate. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
It has been a while since you and I have had a chance to
chat. Couple weeks.
How's it going? How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Loving this weather, and I love the sunshine, and the grass is really greening. So
guess who's looking forward to spring and summer?
Exactly.
That would be you, right?
Exactly.
We're here to talk about, we've been discussing this before we went on here. Local. Always love to stress that. And local realtors. Okay, let's talk about this. Why it's better inherently all the way around the clock when you're thinking of buying and selling to consult with a local realtor.
Exactly. You know, and this is a push that we're really focusing on right now. You know, we had an alarming statistic a week ago. We looked at all of the houses in Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and of those 28 houses that are listed, 20 of those houses were represented by a Fargo or out-of-town realtor.
That's mind-blowing.
It really is, and it really scares us because it's really a trickle effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only are the realtors affected, but you know, our closing company is affected because when the Fargo realtors bring in their buyers and they sell here locally, they're taking their business to the closing companies in Fargo. And, you know, our attorneys locally do title opinions, so that business is taken as well. You know, there's many facets of this that are affected by not using a local realtor, and it really bothers us. We really try and have that hometown feel where, you know, you're going to get some, you're going to get specialized service as far as you're going to have one realtor that's going to take you from start to finish in the listing or the buying process.
Not a team,
which I think that one-on-one personal, you know, interaction, I think is so important because if a buyer has a question at 9:30 at night and they're wondering, can I call my realtor? We always have that open door policy where give us a call. It's not a problem. We'll answer your questions. On the other hand, with teams that they do use in Fargo, they're going to wonder, who do I call? Now, do I call the first person that was helping me, the second person that was helping me? Who do I call?
A lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Exactly. So, you know, we're really trying to stress, use those local realtors. We live in our community. We're selling in our community. This is where we raise our families, buy our groceries. This is where we live. This is where we want to support as well. And when the dollars are taken to another community, it's affecting a lot of us.
You were mentioning contractors, too, before we were talking. That's another cog in the wheel that people don't realize, too, when you take it out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they're gonna tap out-of-town contractors. Well, we have them right here.
Exactly. You know, we have lists of electricians, plumbers, and contractors that we frequently have to use for, you know, repairs on houses that are going to be listed, or if there's an imperfection that is found in the appraisal. You know, we call those local contractors or independent contractors and say, you know, we need this done. And they're so great about getting in and taking care of that work, whereas if a Fargo realtor or an out-of-town realtor brings in business, it's going to be an out-of-town contractor. So there's so many people that are affected by this.
Are you getting any feedback from this? I mean, have you heard anything, you know, in the wires? It's like why this is going on, why that number is so lopsided?
You know, we're, of course, scratching our heads on this deal. And you know, there's four real estate companies in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area.
Right.
And we've all gotten together and said, okay, what's going on here? Why is this so staggering? And, you know, we're really at a loss. We know that the Fargo market does do mass mailings, which really shouldn't be the deciding factor, but they do mass mailings. So, you know, we're working on some ideas and, you know, we're here to help the locals. And, you know, we serve the surrounding area, you know, the smaller towns as well. And, you know, we're happy to have that business. And it's... we're fortunate to have that here.
Does it cost more to go out of town or go into a bigger market?
No. You know, I would say a lot of times, of course, commission is always negotiable.
Sure.
And, you know, we're wanting to keep the business local. So I would say 9 times out of 10, we would be more willing to adjust on that commission and make things work more so than the big company that would say, you know, sorry, you know, we're not dropping our commission at all, or, you know, we're listing at a higher rate, whatever that may be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Boy, there's a lot of wheels in motion here when it comes to local real estate.
There really is.
And yeah. And people don't, like I say, I'm glad you're here educating us on this, because I don't think people really realize that. I didn't until you just said, here's what's affected by this when you go somewhere else.
And it affects everyone. You know, you don't have a house listed or you're not buying right now, but still you take that dollar from our public and it's going to another market in another town, and we're all affected one way or the other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sherry, great information. Let's continue this discussion.
Sounds great.
I think there's a lot more we can uncover. Okay.
Exactly. Thanks, Bill.
Look forward to it. Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.